You're listening to SBS News.
A preventable death while in the care of Australia's offshore processing system. That's the verdict of the Queensland coroner. A fit and healthy 24-year-old, Hamid Karzai, sought medical help for a small infected scratch on Manus Island and then suffered a slow and painful death. Queensland coroner Terry Ryan, in his 140-page report, detailed a litany of failures by Australian public servants and health contractors in both Papua New Guinea and Canberra. The coroner has not blamed individuals, but says the Australian government bears full responsibility, then and now, for those transferred offshore.
Mr. Karzai's death was preventable, consistent with the evidence of the expert witnesses who assisted the court in this matter. I am satisfied that if Mr. Karzai's clinical deterioration was recognised and responded to in a timely way at the Manus Island Regional Processing Centre Clinic, and he was evacuated to Australia within 24 hours of developing severe sepsis, he would have survived.
After 11 days, Mr. Karzai was declared brain dead in a Brisbane hospital from sepsis and multiple heart attacks. The then Immigration Minister, Scott Morrison, said he'd received outstanding medical care. The coroner blamed the death on Australia delaying Mr. Karzai's transfer to the Pacific International Hospital in the PNG capital, Port Moresby, where he received inadequate care before being sent to Brisbane. The hospital refused to cooperate with the inquest. Dr. Bari Partifod from Doctors for Refugees has welcomed the findings.
Nothing has changed. Nothing has changed since this entirely preventable death. And if anything, things have just become much, much worse.
The coroner says only by transferring all asylum seekers to Australia or New Zealand could similar deaths be prevented, but has conceded that's unlikely to happen. Instead, he made 8 recommendations to overhaul offshore medical care to Australian standards with independent oversight.
I recommend that the Commonwealth Attorney General establish and fund a statutory framework to ensure the independent judicial investigation of the deaths of asylum seekers transferred by the Australian government to regional processing countries.
Mr. Karzai's family has said in a statement, "Nothing will replace the life of our beloved son and brother. But we urge the Australian government to take his honours recommendations seriously." A statement from Home Affairs says the department is reviewing the findings and offers its condolences to the family and friends of Mr. Karzai. Amnesty International's Kate Schoitzer says Australia, as a member of the UN Human Rights Council, is ignoring its obligations.
Well, I mean, we've continuously said over the last 5 years that they've had these policies, that Australia's failing its human rights responsibilities under the Refugee Convention, and that continues why people are being held on Manus in these cruel conditions and denied adequate healthcare whilst they're there.
Western Australia's coroner has begun an inquest into Iranian asylum seeker Faisal Chagani Najad's death on Christmas Island 3 years ago. Mr. Karzai is one of 12 people who've died in Australian offshore processing since 2012, and hundreds of men, women and children remain on Manus and Nauru. Evan Young, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.